You know, I traveled the world from a young age, wrestling and boxing. And it's crazy to look back, and now we're here, a few fights away from fighting for a title. That's been my dream. Yeah, I'm just very, very happy with this opportunity.
720 WGN high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, and closing in on one of the most anticipated sports nights in recent memory as UFC 319 is almost here. So many big fights and one so many people are excited about is the co-main, the featherweight battle between Lerone Murphy and this guy making his UFC debut in the biggest way and on the biggest stage. Aaron Pico, welcome to WGN.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
First fight for UFC, and the confidence that they have in you is high, up against a guy who has not lost in a top featured spot. How excited are you just to get this next stage in your great career started?
I'm really excited. It's a big opportunity for me and my team, and I've been working a long time for this, and to come into my debut and fight a top 10 guy right off the bat on a co-main just shows that it's a big, big step for me, but I've been preparing for it for a long time, and now I got to go out there and do my job.
What do they say? It's like luck is like preparation meets opportunity or that kind of thing. And of course, it was a little undetermined who you were going to be fighting. Did it throw you off at all? Or you just said, I don't care. Bring anybody in here. I just want to get going.
No, exactly. You know, when I first signed with the UFC, I talked to my manager and I said, who do you think I'm going to fight first? And his exact words were, you're going to fight who the UFC tells you to fight. I said, okay, no problem. That's usually how it goes. So I was expected to fight the number one contender back July 26th in Abu Dhabi, but unfortunately he got sick. So they rescheduled me for August 16th against Lerone Murphy. And everything played out the way it was supposed to. And yeah, when you come to the UFC, you're fighting the best guys in the world. So my mindset is bring on anybody and we'll be prepared to fight.
Yeah, we're so excited to be that place for you to make your debut too. Just a huge sports town, Chicago. UFC has not been here in about 6 years, and the sport has just grown as far as just excitement in the fan. It's like, we are super pumped. It is going to be an absolute awesome time. Wanted to ask you, is there any difference? Obviously, you know, you're always in shape, but any difference in your preparation from the Bellator days to now? Did you feel like, oh, I've got to do something either different or better, or do you just figure keep it the way that you've been doing it?
Exactly. I've been keeping it the same. You know, every fight for me was always a world championship fight in my mind. I never took anybody lightly. And the days that I was fighting in Bellator, I always knew that I wanted to come to the UFC. So I always viewed it as training, that one day I'll be on the big show in the UFC. And now that day's come. But no, I've never taken anybody lightly. A fight is a fight. And yeah, I've been working my ass off for a long time. And now it's here. We're going to put on a show.
In addition to being a rising star in the UFC, you are an incredible and accomplished wrestler. Other fighters can be good at grappling or have a strong ground game, but you were, you know, you're an undefeated state champion. You were a world champion on the freestyle side. I mean, it's a whole nother level when it comes to the grappling side in Aaron Pico.
Yeah, that's my foundation is wrestling. I started wrestling when I was 4 years old and never stopped. But I boxed. I had like 28 boxing fights when I was a kid as well. So I've always been in combat sports. And you know, when I was in the third grade, I made the decision. I said I want to be a UFC fighter, and that's always been the goal through the wrestling days and boxing is preparation for the big stage, and that's the UFC. So all the years of, you know, being a kid and the sacrifices that you're making, and you know, I traveled the world from a young age and wrestling and boxing and, you know, doing some MMA, and it's crazy to look back and now we're here, a few fights away from fighting for a title. That's been my dream. But yeah, I'm just very, very happy with this opportunity.
We'll talk about the path in just a minute. You mentioned you've always said you always wanted to be an MMA fighter. I didn't know it was as early as third grade. Wow, that's crazy. You went into it right out of high school. But a lot has changed in just a short period of time with that. So, Aaron, just your thoughts. I mean, if you could go back in time a little bit, with all the crazy money that's being thrown at kids coming out of high school and with the NIL dollars and all that, would that, if you were back then, would that have changed maybe your decision-making a little? Would you have done a little college wrestling if it meant, you know, some financial security?
Yeah, that's a good question. To be honest with you, I haven't even really thought about that. The goal of mine ever since I was a kid was to be in the UFC and be a professional fighter. But yeah, the money that I'm hearing nowadays about the wrestling is crazy. But for me, there's nothing like the emotions going into a fight. That really makes me excited. It gets me up in the morning. and I truly have a passion to fight. You know, wrestling was great, but I think it was just like a vessel to get me to where I ultimately wanted to go. But no, I think I'm doing everything that I've set out to do, and I haven't even really thought about that. I'm right where I need to be.
Yeah, it's amazing, right, to think of all the time that you've put in with that goal and then to have it actually, you know, happening. Obviously so focused and so successful, and obviously as a super trained athlete, you know, you have to keep your mind and eye on the prize. Are you going to take a minute, though, to kind of soak it all up? It is going to be a sold out United Center. Chicago is going to be going nuts, a worldwide audience, and you realizing your dream. Is that going to be hard to kind of, I mean, obviously focusing on the guy in front of you, Lerone Murphy, but you got to soak it in a little bit. It's a big deal.
Of course. I mean, this is things that I get to look back when I'm older and you know, I could tell my grandchildren one day. And yeah, I really am. As I'm getting older, I'm really trying to process everything and really slow down. That's something that I don't do much of. So yeah, of all the training as a kid, and you know, I didn't have an easy road to get to this place, to be honest with you. I mean, not many people know I lost my professional debut, and I took a couple early losses. So I really had to dig myself out of a hole and dig deep and ask myself, is this really what I want to do? And the answer and the thought of quitting was never in the question. So I just look back of all the stuff that has happened, and it was a process, and I'm glad I went through it because it's just made me sharper mentally. And I'm just ready for like an opportunity like this. If you know, when I first started, I had a lot to learn. Now I think I'm a finished product and ready to go out there and show the world what I've been doing, because I'm relatively, I'll be honest with you, the UFC fans don't really know who I am yet, but come August 16th, they're going to all know.
Oh my gosh. Yes, yes, they will. And you know this as well or better than anyone, with all of that talent and all that potential. There just is no substitute for experience. And sometimes it comes with losses along the way and those lessons that come with it as well. It's all about the matchups. And after you win on the 16th, do you have opponents in mind? You've given this whole, you know, your career so much thought the entire time for the next fights. Do you have anybody in mind? You're just going to trust the system to put you in a position to succeed. You're starting off in a great spot. UFC values you and what you can bring to the sport. But have you thought about it? Like, I know you don't want to look past him, but I mean, your career.
No, I don't. Of course you don't want to look past him. But if you're asking me who I want to fight, is the champion Volkanovski. That's who I want. That's somebody that I've always looked at and said, that's the guy I want to go and win the belt from. He's a legend. You know, I think a lot of people always, you know, Volkanovski knows who I am now, but he didn't know before. But that's why they always say, make sure you're training hard and, you know, dotting your I's and crossing your T's, because there is somebody out there that you have no idea who they are, but they're just training to beat you. And I was that guy. Every training session I went to, even when I was fighting in other organizations, my whole goal was, who was the UFC champion? And during that time, it was Volkanovski. When I went to practice, I said, I'm training to beat Volkanovski. And we get through Lerone Murphy, Alexander Volkanovski is who I want next.
Yeah, you look at this, you're just a one-track mind. You've got it. And I'm just so excited for you and everything that's going to be happening. We'll have links up at WGNradio.com for times and tickets. And for fans who want to keep close and follow Aaron Pico on social media, where can they go?
Hey, everybody can find me at Aaron Pico USA.
Good luck, Aaron. So many fans here are pulling for you. You know that. Thanks for everything you're doing again. Good luck, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
No, thank you. I appreciate your time.